Welcome. Once again, Monday, it's the show Controversy with Stephen B. Doing it as you see in the key of E. That stands for excellence for you and me. Bold, black, beautiful, and controversial. We're going to do it today, y'all. We got a lot of things to talk about. Let's get busy.
And me.
Controversy on a Monday. First of all, let me start off by saying I'm dedicating this show today to a very special person that's now in my family. Her name is Jane Henson Barnett from Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, girl, welcome to the family. So with that being said, we'll talk a little more about Jane and the Barnett family later on in the show. One of the things I want to talk to you today about, normally I start out with local news, but today I read something in a newspaper that infuriated me. Really did. And you probably can't see this headline. You probably can't see it. But check this out. Here we go again with discrimination.
No, I can't see it.
On a world stage. Let me tell you what's going on in Ukraine right now. With the millions of people that are evacuating out of the country because of the war, the people of color, and they have several people of color there, millions. Black, Indian, those of a dark hue. When they get to the border to try to get into Poland, Ukraine, let me repeat that, the Ukraine military security forces separate them. They put the blacks in one group and send them hundreds of miles away in order to leave that country. However, those of white hue, they send them directly across the border. And read the Star News this morning because it's a very insulting, revealing news story in reference to that. Once again, in fact, wait, let me read a small portion of it. Give me 1 second. It says, foreigners who escape Ukraine help others flee. Jarred by discriminatory treatment and left to evacuate themselves from the Ukraine, people from Africa, Asia, and Latin American countries who succeed in getting out are forming an impromptu network to help thousands of others hoping to flee. Stepping into the gap was an easy decision for Alexander Opal, 25 years old, Nigerian student in Ukraine, who, like the others, described the problems over there, the violence, as he approaches the border with Poland shortly after the Russian invasion. Ukraine border guards separated Africans separated Africans together with Indians from the rest and directed us to the Romanian border scores of miles away. They told us that if we tried to push our way through, they're going to shoot us. Video shared with the Associated Press shows the confrontation. Excuse me. United by fear and outrage after days in the freezing weather, the young foreigners started to protest, raised our hands and told them, we are students and just want to go home. Eventually, they were allowed to cross. Since reaching Poland's capital, Warsaw, he has returned to the border multiple times to help other foreigners leave Ukraine, drawing on his experience. Almost 80,000 third country nations from 138 countries have fled. The International Organization for Migration said Friday. Some are reported being denied access to bomb shelters, transportation, and even access to the consuls of their countries of origin and neighboring countries. The UN Special Envoy on Contemporary Forms of Racism, calling the racist treatment life-threatening. You know, here we are again. It doesn't make a difference of where we were at in the world. It seems like that our white brethren tend to discriminate against us. And this here is not only an insult, but why should we help them when they do this to us once again? I call on all people of color to really strike out, protest, and speak out against that abuse. It's unconscionable, especially in a situation like today. You know, it seems like that everybody wants our help. When it comes time to help us, we are last in line. We have got to stand up for us. We got to start being about us. You know, it's interesting that I see this morning that, you know, all these, and they are white, I'm being straight up, all these actors and athletes collecting millions, $26 million one actor put together. We're talking mega money. But how much of that do they spend in the United States helping those of color? They don't. Let's call it what it is. You know, with the exception of a few like Tom Hanks, I think he's a wonderful individual and very real from the heart. You know, how many Tom Hanks do we have over here helping us? But every time they get in trouble, they want our help. We got to stop this behavior. We got to show America. We got to show our white counterparts that we are good enough, pure enough, and valuable enough to this country and its welfare, and we deserve better treatment, not only here, but abroad. And until we start realizing that America is not going to stand up like they should for us, and we need to start taking care of ourselves, we'll continue to be in the same situation we are. And I really apologize starting my show off on a negative note, because those of you who know me know that I don't think that way. I think with a positive nature every time I get up in the morning. But if I can say this and not, Bernstein, I'm going to say it anyway. I hope we don't get us in trouble, but this is bullshit. It really is. And it's time for us to change.
I ain't going to get us in trouble. We own the network. Hello. It's bullshit.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's on the real. So I'll get back to that, but let me get my local news. That just, I'm so infuriated about that. Now to the local news. You know, excuse me, this allergy is killing me. And every time the weather changes, my physical situation changes. Not that way, ladies. Don't change that way. But I'm talking about my lung situation. Shut up, Christine. Don't say it. Don't even say it. I know you're thinking it, okay? But anyway, here we are again. All I can do is shake my head at the amount of violence and killing in Indianapolis each and every day. And you know the sad part about it is I'm going to call them what they are. They're cowards. That's what they are. You know, you don't have to be bad when ain't nobody shooting at you. All you doing is shooting at them. Now, I'm going to say this again. I've said it 1,000 times. Guys, listen to me. Ladies, listen to me. I got a perfect job for you that'll give you a license to kill. They will pay for your clothes. They'll give you a place to stay. Pay you pretty good. I mean, you know, when I got in, I was making like $672 a month. I think they're making about $21 now, okay, going in. And give you the most sophisticated weapons in the world. You that bad, join the military. That's what you do, okay? And trust me, people will be shooting at you, and you get a chance to shoot back. It ain't a one-way pick. It's not a one-way picture.
They need to join the Marines, the Army, and all that stuff. Be a hired hitman. Quit being a punk. If you're gonna be a killer, be a real killer.
Hello, that's what I'm talking about. Because right now, all you doing is making a mockery out of our community, and you're making really a mockery out of yourself. And you guys walking around with this tear on you and below your eyes, come on, man. Really? If in fact you earned that tear, that means that several people are affected by your act of killing somebody. Not only do they lose their lives, but their family have a lifetime of grief. Their friends have a lifetime of grief. Their children have a lifetime of grief because they don't have their father or mother again. Come on now. All you out there, you had mothers and fathers too. Short of the fact that you had horrible mothers and fathers, if in fact you did, you're going to suffer when it happens to you. Stop the killing. It's so unnecessary, so uncalled for, and what is it accomplishing? Nothing but failure. I mean, it's pretty sad. And Indianapolis is getting really worse. It really is. And now it's gotten to the point where even the law enforcement officials are throwing up their hands. That's pretty bad. You know, when those that are hired to protect and defend you become frustrated because of your behavior, then what kind of defense are they going to give to you? Let's use a little common sense, okay? But you know what, though? Common sense ain't so common, apparently, because look at where we're at today. The other thing is, I had an opportunity to receive a message from a noted author, a supreme media legend in this city. Her name is Eunice Trotter, who one time owned the Indianapolis Recorder. And I hadn't heard what I heard recently about this whole controversy of misinformation in reference to her tenure and what she accomplished while she was at the Indianapolis Recorder. This lady now is a fantastic novelist. She's a wonderful person. And I knew Eunice before. I knew Eunice, she was a writer for the Recorder. You know, I follow Eunice's career from a writer to an editor. She went to Fort Wayne and was involved in the radio stations up there, which she did a magnificent job in the newspaper there. And when I heard the misinformation, you know, and don't get me wrong, Bill Mays and I were friends. I respected and not only enjoyed his camaraderie, utmost respect for him, his legacy, and his memory. But it is true that he didn't save the Recorder. Okay, because at the time he took it over, the Recorder didn't need saving. When Eunice took it over, it didn't really need saving. It wasn't on life support, but it became a better newspaper under her tutelage. And she brought it back to a financial and media success. We're going to have Eunice on this show. No, we're not. We're going to have Eunice on the special, aren't we?
Yeah. Can I play a clip, because you know, we're a worldwide show because we're streaming on the internet, but
sure.
A lot of people have never been to Indianapolis, so they're not really familiar what the recorder is.
Sure.
Can I play a quick clip about the recorder's history, and then you can continue on? Is that cool?
Yeah, please.
February, RTV6 bringing you special stories in recognition of Black History Month. Tonight, we recognize the 120-year history of an African-American newspaper, minority and independently owned, the Indianapolis Recorder.
I really think about the courage it took to put out a paper, particularly at that time.
It was a time of racial tension, segregation, beating, lynching, documented with bold headlines and brutal images.
It's interesting also, you know, what they chose to write above the fold.
In these aging pages, delicate and brittle, the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper chronicles the history of a people. These issues date back to the early 1900s, when the Recorder cost 15 cents, a pair of shoes, 97 cents. The stories on these pages were meant to educate, advocate, and motivate.
Because that's the only way African Americans were able to really learn about what's going on. That's the only way, you know, individuals in Indiana, individuals in the South were able to know what was going on across the country because of the Black media. So very, very important role we played.
A role played for 120 years now. The Recorder was founded in 1895 by George Stewart and Will Porter as a two-page church bulletin. It was later expanded into a weekly newspaper. In 1988, reporter Eunice Trotter bought the publication. In 1990, it was purchased by William Mays, who later appointed his niece Caroline Mays as publisher and GM. The Indianapolis Recorder is now the third oldest African-American newspaper in the country, and the oldest African-American newspaper in Indiana. Shannon Williams is the current president.
When I think about the Recorder being the third oldest surviving Black publication, I think of success and tenacity and determination, because it takes all of those things to really make it to that 120-year milestone.
Readers celebrated the accomplishments of their own. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as Times Man of the Year, Ernie Banks hailed as a hero, and local Crispus Attucks basketball star Oscar Robertson featured right above Cassius Clay, better known as Muhammad Ali. But in times of tremendous strife, the Recorder endured threats of bombings and arson, but the staff kept writing the stories, intent on keeping their loyal readers informed.
My grandmother was an avid reader.
And that inspired journalist Barato Britt to seek out a job at the Indianapolis Recorder in 1996.
We prided ourselves in really being able to address issues as they related to African Americans in Indianapolis from particular perspective. So, I mean, it was a badge of honor for us to really try to represent our community and share information that we thought would be relevant and engaging to the people.
While the paper continued to support and empower African Americans and kept with its roots of religion and community, in the late 90s, a greater emphasis was placed on technology, financial stability, and more local and positive news, a formula the Recorder staff still adheres to today. Former Recorder reporter Tysha Sellers realized the importance of her work.
There is a legacy to carry on in terms of telling the stories about what's happening in African American community, not only what's happening, but then also looking at different ways to help improve the lives of African Americans.
Then and now, the Indianapolis Recorder serves as a testament to the African American heritage, with a strong commitment to building on its historic foundation.
So most of that, feel very proud of them. Those who came before us, and I think it's our responsibility to really honor them and their sacrifices by continuing to make the newspaper.
That's a history of the Indianapolis Recorder. Bernstein, pull up Ms. Trotter's Facebook page and see if we can put that clip on here in reference to what's going on there. You know what? As a child, I sold the Indianapolis Recorder was like 15 cents. I did that in the Time magazine at the same time. It was called the Time newspaper at the time. It was one of the first jobs I had, and I was honored to do that because I got the opportunity to meet a lot of the pioneers that backed that newspaper that was then and still is a remarkable publication. But we really need to know the truth about what is going on with the Recorder, and also know the truth behind remarkable woman Eunice Trotter, who's been a long-term friend of mine, even though she fakely had me arrested. I got to tell you that story, too. It's pretty funny. I was running for mayor of Indianapolis at the time, which I'm very proud of. I came in second to the Democratic challenger, and I was on the major ticket. But what happened was is that there was a fundraiser, Bernstein, for multiple sclerosis or something. And the name of the game is we would send somebody to somebody's office, and, you know, the police would pick them up in a limousine, believe it or not, and take them downtown in front of the city county council building, and they had a fenced-in cage, and they had to raise money to get out of the cage.
Oh, wow.
So I did that to Eunice, and at the time I was director of PSI Institute. So I'm coming to my office, and, you know, all the as I'm going to my office, because I had a long walk going through my staff, and they, I just noticed that something was really strange about, you know, my staff, okay? But nobody said anything. But I did know that I had an interview with the Indianapolis Recorder's editor, Eunice Trotter, later on that day. So when I got to the recorder, man, you know, a policeman walks up to me and says, "Are you Stephen Barnett?" I said, "Yeah." Now, we had media in tow because, mind you, I was the only candidate of color running for mayor at the time, and I had gotten a lot of publicity and things. So there was always media in tow during that time. Well, anyway, right in front of the media, they said, "You're under arrest." I said, "What? But what did I do?" Eunice Trotter just busted out laughing, and I'm like, "No, she didn't." So that's my story about my friend Eunice. So
catfished you.
Oh, she catfished me. Right. But anyway, to make a long story short, we're going to be doing a special with Eunice very shortly, as soon as we can hook it up, because not only am I incensed about what I was told and what I heard, but Eunice is somebody that you, especially black women, you really need to listen to. Just a brilliant lady, a sweetheart. But this girl is no joke. Okay, excuse me. This woman is no joke. Eunice Trotter. She's going to be coming very, very soon to us, Bernstein. Now, back to this. Once again, I got to give a shout out to Jane Henson Barnett. You got to see this woman. She's very, very beautiful. I'm glad she's family. Okay, glad she's family. She's a remarkable young lady. Remarkable. And one of the interesting things about it is she's from a Kenya background. So she's a daughter of the motherland. So that's always important. No. That's always fantastic, because being a daughter of the motherland, that means that she's going to be able to, at her young age, to produce more kings and queens. So we're going to look forward to that. And we'll talk a little more about her later on today. Now, let's get to another subject. Right now in the Ukraine, there is a black, I don't know if you know this, female basketball player, and two Marines were being held hostage. Now, check this out. The two Marines, who happen to be white brothers, and I call them brothers because they are brothers to me in arms, they've been over there. One's been over, I think they said 9 years. Oh, no, he was sentenced to 9 years for espionage. And there is no whatsoever evidence that this guy has anything to do with espionage. None. On their side or our side, it's just a made-up story. The other young man, I can't remember why they were holding him. Oh, I know, because he violated curfew, and they want to give him 9 years. The sister, though, check this out. She's an NBA great, not NBA, WNBA great. Had a fantastic career here in the States, decided to go and play in Russia, and obviously because they were paying her $1 million a year, which is more money, unfortunately, than women are making here in the WNBA. But they're holding her over there for hashish oil. Not hashish oil. What do you call it stuff? CB, whatever. What is it, Bernstein?
What's that?
What do you call it? CB, whatever oil? The marijuana oil.
CBD oil.
There it is. They're holding her hostage in the United States, I mean, in Russia, not allowing her to leave the country. She was arrested early February. And they're talking about giving this girl like 15 years. Now, you know, and the United States said, well, you know, we're not into negotiating, you know, human lives for our freedom and all that kind of BS, okay? I mean, and we're going to do everything we can, you know, to, you know, get them out of Russia, this, that, and the other. You know what? They have said that several times. It is interesting to me that when the deal came down, when Jesse Jackson went over and rescued, let me repeat that again, rescued those soldiers and brought them back out of Russia. Was it Russia? It was Russia, right? That Jesse went over there and got the hostages out of Russia. Well, oh, no, it was Iran, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Iran, wasn't Russia.
Anyway, this man took it upon himself to go over there and do it. And why is it that the United States, I don't care what the circumstance is, can't do the same bold move? And they criticized him. Well, he had no right to do it. I tell you what, he had a right to do it because it was about saving human lives. So, you know, we really need to look into that, because you couple that with what I told you earlier about the Ukraine, then it will make you as incensed as I am today. So, you know, let's concentrate on those issues, because they're very, very important. So now I quickly got through our national and our local news. It's time for me to take a pause for the cause, and we'll get back to you, because we got to talk our favorite, which is sports. Let's talk a little bit about the psychology of human life today. Especially you are not going to agree, especially women. I trust me, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack from it. But I got to tell you, because it's important that we understand that. It's not only important for our lives, it's important for our culture as those of color. So give me a few minutes, I'll be back. You're on the show Controversy, Stephen B., doing it to keep it real. We'll be right back.
friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. There's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. I look up to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even?
Welcome back to Controversy on the Monday. Stephen B., your host, doing it in the key of E. That's excellence for you and me. And I'm talking to you with 10% of my brain because the rest of it is still in my wallet, because that's really about all you can take is about 10% of my brain. In fact, it's probably about all I can take is 10% of my brain. But anyway, I've got to play a clip for you right now from Miss Eunice Trotter to explain further the situation with the Indianapolis Recorder. You ready?
Hello, I'm Eunice Trotter, here to give you a Black History moment. As many of you know, I was formerly owner of the Indianapolis Recorder and sold my interest to Bill Mays at the start of 1991. That's been a lot of years ago. But since selling the newspaper, I have tried repeatedly to correct the history and the narrative that the Recorder continues to report about the time that the paper was sold to Bill Mays. Over and over again, the Recorder has reported that Bill Mays saved the Recorder. I'm here to correct that. Bill Mays did not save the Recorder. To report that Bill Mays saved the Recorder is to say that it was in danger of death. When Bill Mays purchased the paper was in strong financial standing. It was solvent. The facility where it's located had a zero mortgage. No paychecks were ever missed. The circulation was audited by the ABC and was at 13,000, which meant readership, the number of people who actually read the paper, was almost 100,000. We became a full-color newspaper. We had multiple sections. We were active in the community with the Midnight Show. We had an intern program. We had new computer equipment. All of these things were going on then that said the Recorder was going to survive another 100 years. The debt was minimal. When Bill Mays purchased the Recorder, that narrative began to change. And I won't go into how it changed because I think many of you can see today's newspaper. Now, I want to give kudos to Robert Chagog, who's at the paper now. He is making a lot of good improvements, and I tell him that all the time. But still, misinformation continues to be published in that paper every year. And you'll see it here, that Bill Mays saved the Recorder. He didn't save the Recorder. This damages not only my legacy to report that, but it also damages the legacy of the many people, professional journalists, many of whom are still here in this city today, who worked with me to make sure that paper was strong journalistically, as well as the business people who work with me day and night to make sure that newspaper was strong financially. Believe me, had it been a newspaper that wasn't, I am certain that Bill Mays would not have bought that paper. It was a newspaper, not a magazine, and it did what it was supposed to do. It was not saved, but preserved, yes, by the Mays family. Want to make sure that information is correct. This has been a Black History Moment.
That was Ms. Eunice Trotter. That was Ms. Eunice Trotter in her own words explaining to you the misinformation that is given out by I'm not sure who's giving it out, to be honest with you. It's obviously it's the newspaper because that's the publication we're talking about, but I don't know who's putting out that information that's really not information at all. It's fake news. And it's disheartening because, number one, from a professional standpoint of view, Eunice has been magnificent and above board and has always been a important factor within the community of color here in Indianapolis. And really, you know, she's been a lightning rod within the community of color throughout the United States. I don't even know what to say. I am fascinated because I already knew the truth. I just did not know such information was being disseminated out in the public. So we're going to have a special show with Eunice, and Eunice and I are going to sit and talk not only about the Indianapolis Recorder, but her book and several things. And I want you to tune in because this is going to be a very, very interesting story. And we got some bills to pay, so let me do that right quick. Now, first of all, welcome to Yaza Network. We are a full-fledged internet media outlet, specifically aimed at the color of the culture of color. And I say culture of color because, you know, people like to separate us. You know, it's Black American, Asian American, blah, 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 a lot of psychobabble. The truth of the matter is we are all from one brand, not necessarily one you, but one brand. And the discrimination and some of the things that are happening with those of color, it goes nationwide. In fact, as I told you today in reference to the Ukraine situation, it's worldwide. So that, since, you know, we're still in, now we're not in Black History Month. We got to start having Black History every day. Our children deserve it. It's part of their legacy. Every other culture does it to us, and it's time for us to step up and do that now. The important thing I want to talk to you today about best relationships amongst us. You know, we came from a culture of kings and queens, and we've lost that because of several things. Slavery had a lot to do with it and bringing people from the motherland over here to the United States. It was a travesty to say the least. And mind you, people forget that this country was founded on criminals. You know, it was about the European nations dumping their criminals onto a land that was inhabited by people of color. You know, people want to call them redskins, which is such a disrespect. It really is because, their skin has a red tint to it, but they still are people of color. And, you know, that whole thing about bringing slaves over here and killing, literally massacring a culture that was already here is abominable within itself. But the slave issue is really strange because even as Bernstein will tell you today, that mentality still exists in the United States. And wait, you know what? Let me tell you something that happened to me this weekend, Bernstein. I was where was that this weekend? God, I'm always somewhere. Oh, I was at a dance recital or something. Anyway, and I was helping with the security of the dance recital of the dancers, which, you know, I do sometimes, especially when it comes to education universities. But check this out. I'm sitting here talking to this really nice older white woman. And we were talking about me being in the American Legion, what I did, and she was caught at that because she came from a military family. And here's what she said to me. She says, I'm a member of the DAV, and the DAV is Daughters of American Revolution. And I was really shocked, and I'll tell you why, because when I was in fifth grade, we did a play about the American Revolution. In fact, well, we got kicked out because we made the powder wigs out of cotton, and you know, our parents made the outfits and the little knickers and the whole stuff, and I got a chance to play King George III. I'll never forget that, King George III. And I also got a chance in that because we were doing a history of America and the Revolution. I got a chance also to go on stage and say the famous words of John Kennedy: "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." Well, anyway, make a long story short, we got awards from the Daughters of the American Revolution. And after that, we were invited, and this happened twice to me in my life, to the Riviera Country Club, which was at that time a white-only country club here in Indianapolis. And I got uninvited. In fact, me and two other people that were people of color in my class got uninvited because they didn't have that there. And the funny part about that, the other part of that story, Bernstein, was years later, I was one of two, well, three, I'm sorry, blacks, in the magical group at Broad Ripple High School. And every year they would have, and we were the first, as a matter of fact, and that was back in 1974, maybe. No, that's not right. 1971. Anyway, so we went, and every year annually, the magicals from Broad Ripple would sing at the Christmas dinner at this country club. And this is no kidding, man. The same country club that was denied access to what they said. And traditionally, we ate dinner, or the magicals ate dinner with the people that are part of the country club. And this woman walked right up to our musical director, who was also a white woman, and said, you know, normally you guys would stay for dinner, but because of the situation and your personnel, we can't allow that to happen.
And this is in the 70s?
Yeah, I was in high school. Now, mind you, this happened in fifth grade and now again in high school. And the interesting thing about it was I now, at the age I'm at now, sit next to the person, the daughter of the American Legion representative, giving out the awards at IUPUI College for the American Legion. And it took every fiber in my body not to say something about sitting next to this woman. Well, back to the story, the woman I talked to last night, yeah, and I talked about the incidents, and I know me enough to know that I said it with such disdain, it probably shocked her, but it didn't. And here's what she said to me: thank you for your service, and on behalf of the Daughters of American Legion, I mean the Daughters of American Revolution, said, I apologize for such unnecessary and nasty behavior from those who came before me. And I have to be honest with you, a slight tear came in my eye because I didn't let her see it.
Like the old Indian commercial with the Indian tear coming down when they talk about pollution.
Yeah.
Not to make light, but go ahead.
Yes.
But you remember that commercial?
Okay. You can tell this guy is, you know, he ain't got a sensitive bone in his body.
I'm a communist, you said? No, I was playing.
No, but he's a wonderful father. I'll talk to you about that later. But anyway, because that meant a lot to me as a human being. Does it mean that we are better off today than we were yesterday? Not necessarily. But I also recognize the fact that in order for us to change in our society, we had to do it one person at a time. Because trying to do it massively it never gets done. So I want to give a shout out to, and I cannot remember her name, but I want to give a shout out to her and the Daughters of the American Revolution for that gesture. Now back to what I was going to say about the culture that we have in relationships, that we came from a generation of kings and queens. However, we have forgotten our royal heritage. We've forgotten how this thing is supposed to work. And if it works 1,000 years, Africa, it will work 1,000 years now if we get back to it. And here's where I'm at. I don't know what happened exactly, although I have a workable knowledge of our history, of where women became so dominant in our society, whether them be queens and princesses, which they were born and raised to be, they have become men in their mentality and their actions. Now, I'm not going to get caught up in whether men deserve the ridicule for this action, but here's what I do understand. You can do a lot of things in life, men. A lot of things in life. But it's almost like the story of Camelot and the King Arthur, that you have to learn how to control your kingdom, period. Now, I know women don't like to hear this word control, but in the essence of things and the attitude of our culture, not only our society, that's what it must be about, because they're kings and they're queens. And me personally, I refuse under any circumstances to wear my queen's panties. That ain't happening, okay? And I'm telling you it from a street standpoint, but from an education standpoint, because this is why we have the problems that we have in any society. And we can go all the way back to what the Bible says that we should be about. Let's start with the beginning, Genesis, and when it talks about men and women. One of the things that it said, now remember, once again, all this culture came from culture of color. The Bible itself came from a culture of color, okay? This whole Jewish thing, this whole Sephardic Jewish thing, that's where it came from. Jesus, the Christ, was a man of color. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, let's go back to the Bible and what it says about man and women. It says that God created man and gave him dominance over all that he see that was created by God in the first place. The land, the fowls, the animals, everything. And then God in his infinite wisdom decided, wow, you know, man needs to have a mate, someone to comfort him, to be by his side. So he supposedly took a rib. Now, I'm going to tell you a lot of that is in symbolism. We'll discuss that as well. But let's stick with the story as it is. And he took a rib, you know, put man to sleep and took a rib and created woman, which tells you two things. Number one, woman came out of man. Okay. That's how she was created. Okay. And as God is in what he creates, the same thing holds true about the instrument that God developed, which was man. And so when the rib was taken, which was symbolistic, to create woman, it was to say that man is within that creation as well. Now that we have that part of the story, let's get the rest of the part of the story. He gave man the right to name this creature that he had created, and therefore he named her woman. Okay? Now, being that said, and being what God's message was to humanity at that time, you, man, that was created in the image of God, by God, same thing woman, but man especially, he gave you dominance over everything you see, including woman. Now, I know that's hard for a lot of women to take, but it is what it is. I didn't write the story. I'm not the chief CEO of the world. God is. So therefore, I got to follow what he's saying. And that's where we began to make our mistakes in life, because we want to treat God in the atmosphere of what we think God is saying, what we think God is, rather than what God is actually saying and what God actually is, period. Now, I look at it this way. As God had given woman to man, then it's up to man to claim such. Doesn't mean dominating with disrespect or your abuse. It means dominating with respect and treating that gift that God gave you as a supreme gift. And there's a reason that God created this gift that also is the only creature that can give life, which is a pure stretch or direct link to God himself. You got to have life. Okay, that's the name of the game. That's how society continues and this world continues. So he gave woman this special gift to bear children. Now, with that being said, once again, I go back to this whole thing of control and claiming. I'm a firm believer that because I believe the way I believe and my belief system tells me that as long as God is within me, I can achieve and have anything I want in life, period. It is my magical mystery tour as a man. And yes, I do believe that you go out and claim your pride as a man. Now, people can get upset if they want to, and my princesses and queens can be outraged about what I'm saying. But once again, I didn't write the book. I follow what God has led me to follow and as it is written in the ancient text. And it's not only the text of the Bible, but that falls true in the Quran. It falls true in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I mean, we can go on and on and on. The story's the same. We get in trouble when we try to play God and change the story. We get in trouble, we misunderstand the motives behind God, because in the first place, it's not to our understanding. He's God. I got into a discussion last night that, and usually things like this don't bother me, and people always saying when you're drinking or in bars, don't discuss religion. Why not? Okay, if somebody wants to bring it, why not? Why run away from it? The truth of the matter is this. This young man who I have a lot of respect for, and throughout the years, he's shown a lot of respect for me as well. However, he believes in psychobabble, and he misunderstands the things he reads, and he reads so much of it that he's gotten it kind of confused, okay? For instance, he wants to explain to me that I got to listen to my woman, you know, and do her bidding because, you know, she's in charge of the house. Hold it. Ooh, wait a minute. A house is your castle, my friend, as if it's your kingdom. If you can't control nothing else in life, your house you can control, or you should be, you had better control it, because you don't understand why so many women cheat on men. I tell you why, because you're not being men. You don't have the courage to stand up and tell the story the way it should be told. Once again, I didn't write the book. I follow it. We further got into this conversation about worth. You know, unfortunately, my friend lost a daughter, and he has one, two, three other daughters, two other daughters, lucky devil. Anyway, and because he lost his youngest, he became suicidal. And as we talked, and those know my background in neuropsychology, as we talked, I sat there and you know, every time I saw him, I mean, he stopped doing his hair, one heck of a musician, put out a pretty decent record, him and his brothers, it was four of them, back in the 80s. Now the 90s, became pretty popular, especially in the California culture. A World Entity is the name of the group. And if you pull it up on Google, then pull it up on Google. But anyway, make a long story short, I said to him, dude, you've got so much more to live for. You got two very talented, beautiful daughters. Their mother's Korean. And you have so much to live for. You're so talented. And his response to me was, what does it really mean? Excuse me? What it really means is God gave you a gift, okay, a blessing. Everybody is not as talented as you are, not even close. And you have a responsibility to God to honor those gifts that he's given you. And you certainly can't honor him by talking about committing suicide. That is ridiculous. Once again, it goes back to relationships between man and woman and God. Okay? There's a pecking order here, ladies and gentlemen. God, the Father, Jesus Christ, his Son, man, woman. That's the pecking order. Now, ladies, you know, it's all well and fine that you're beautiful and talented. I happen to have a very beautiful and talented and brilliant young lady in my life. But guys, step up. Be the men that these women not only deserve, but expect. Because you set your foot down in your kingdom does not mean you are disrespecting your woman by not standing up and doing what God has instructed you to do and how you are supposed to act. Come on, guys. You know, I got to say this because I've had a couple of interesting conversations this weekend, believe me, in between my smoking these cigarettes and drinking this liquor. I go back to the era where men started wearing platform heels and carrying those little pouches and ruffled shirts and very colorful hats. And I went through that and straightened our hair and all that kind of good stuff, the Superfly image, I guess. Well, really, it's pre-Superfly. But the truth of the matter is, come on. If you don't think that that showed men, if you, in retrospect, when I look at those old pictures of myself, I think, what the hell was I doing? I mean, I was trying to be more like a woman than a man. You know, I mean, the ruffled shirts, the platform heels, the mani pouches and all that kind of stuff. Dude. Come on. A lot of us woke up. We did. We stopped dressing that way anyway. But from a mentality standpoint, there's a whole bunch of us still asleep. Be a man. That's what God made you to be. It's no harm in it. It's no shame in it. And ladies, it's no harm in shame or disrespect towards you. If your man can't be a master of his castle, he can't be a king, then you need to find somebody else, really, you know. And for you sisters over there, like I said, it doesn't make a difference to me who you love, whether you're white or black. What does make a difference is you stand up and be a man. Yeah, Bernstein.
Can I add something to what you just said about the men being like women?
Sure.
Right now on YizerTV.com on the Buffalo Soldiers channel, there's a documentary on there right now talking about the feminization of the black male.
Ooh.
The name of the documentary is called Man Bitch.
Woo!
So check it out right now. It's on the Buffalo Soldier channel on YizerTV.com.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up. So, yeah.
Man Bitch.
It's called Man Bitch.
I'm about to slap you, man.
I ain't wow. A man bitch.
No, I'm about to slap you because what's making the statement, man bitch, that's something.
That's something. That's what that documentary about. What you're talking about right now.
Y'all got to check that out. You really got to check that out. I haven't seen the documentary, but I know enough Bernstein's thinking that if it wasn't on the reel, he wouldn't even put it on the air. He's not that kind of person. I mean, one of the things about this network is it's about the reel. I mean, we tell it like it is, whether you like it or not. And whether we are wrong about it or not, we're going to still say it, okay? Because we want your input. So we have to – when is it coming on again?
It's on the Buffalo Soldier channel. It's on a 24-hour loop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but what I do – on Wednesday, we're going to put it on a scheduled time. I have the times for you on Wednesday, but right now it's on a consistent loop. But it'll be on a schedule come Wednesday.
Cool. That's too cool. So now that's all I want to say about men and women relationship. And I really would encourage you, especially those of color, to really evaluate and inspect your feelings about relationships. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm straight up about mine, okay? And she knows I feel this way, and this is how I feel. Once I claimed you as a gift from God to me, your beauty, your intelligence, everything about you, then you belong to me because God gave you as a gift to me. Once again, I didn't write the script. I'm following the script, and I strongly suggest you do the same thing because it's going to only make you happier and increase the quality of our culture, and even more importantly, you'll begin to earn respect like you've never earned before. So there's my life message about the psychology of relationships between men and women. Now, I got to growl. Now.
Oh, wow.
Sports time. Sports.
You want to take a break first and then do sports?
Yes, let's do that. Let's okay. Take a quick break. This is Stephen B. dealing with controversy, doing the key of E, excellence for you and me. We're going to talk about that. And then a final message out to my family member.
My friends. My loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow. From the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story. Lord,
hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just have to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. Accept me for what I do. There's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. I look up to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. Oh, 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 oh. And now this is me. So please accept me for who I am. For what I do, I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me.
and all I wanna be is true. And all I
our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds, what does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them bullies is his and hers. You still with us, if you just like us, you know ain't no prison her. We training to go, you think that they slow, you get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, all we ever did was dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with...
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right now.
Simply called our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to
bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Thank you.
Hello?
You got to get back online first. It means that you got to call her.
Okay, good. Welcome back to Controversy. Oh, man, I had a telephone call and I just lost it.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, we got it. Welcome back to Controversy. Stephen B., your host, doing it in key of V, excellent for you and me. But who am I speaking with?
Big Simba.
Who?
Big Simba, somebody.
Big Simba.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, and so are you.
All right, what do you think about this Ukraine situation?
Which part of the Ukraine situation? I know that what I reported today really just pisses me totally off. So which part are you talking about? Well, I can share to you what I think about this situation. What they've been doing is people of color, and they tried to go to the border to escape the country. The Ukraine army is separating them, those of color. And we have several people in the country that are from African nations are put in one group and sent miles and miles away to cross the border, where the Ukrainians who are white or those who are European are allowed to exit the country right then and there. That concerns me because, once again, we're talking about global discrimination. What is it that you want to know about Ukraine, or what I feel about Ukraine, the whole war?
So in reference to that situation, what suggestion would you give on how to rectify that?
Well, there's only one way to rectify it. Stop it, okay? And the UN needs to really take a much more active role than talking about it. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, not only is that ridiculous, but them holding the black female WNBA player in Russia, okay, because she brought some CB, whatever that oil is, through and talking about giving that girl 9 years. I mean, you know, once again, not only in the Ukraine situation, but worldwide, we're being discriminated against, those of color. And it's been going on for years, and it keeps going on. And the way to stop it is we've got to stop it, because we can't expect anybody else to handle such a problem. We need to start protesting. We need to stop spending. We need to stop this behavior of not respecting ourselves, because nobody's going to win our war but us.
So do you think that Brittany Ryan is getting held in Russia because she's black?
Oh, no, I don't think it's necessarily because he's black, but there's three people that the Russians are holding right now, two Marines with a white, and the female, Gurner's her last name, I guess, is being held.
Yeah.
And all of them are in justice, I mean, the way they're holding them. But the issue to me, as a person of color, is more concerning.
But why you think they're holding her in? Her being held as injustice.
Well, they're using this injustice because they're using her as a pawn. Because these two Marines have been over there for a long time. This just happened in February. And the Russians are using her as a pawn and challenging the United States to practice what they preach. Okay. And that is that you need to get involved in that situation. Now, the bad part about it is because of the United States stance is always have been that we don't negotiate with anybody that's holding people hostages, which has gotten a couple of people killed, as you well know. The truth of the matter is we need to change that culture, okay, not only because of her, but because of the American citizens. I mean, what gives you the right to take our people and use them as pawns?
But she broke the law.
And they broke the law, too. So they say, okay, now, let's be realistic. I mean, they're paying this girl $1 million a year. Okay, Russia is paying her $1 million a year, which is more than any WNBA player has made, more than she made when she played the WNBA. But sometimes, you know, when you look at breaking the law, and I'm not advocating doing such, but then you have to look at the justice and the reason behind what you did. I don't know that she had these drugs, and neither do you. I mean, I saw the pictures and I saw the clips, but the truth of the matter is we both know that in both countries, that it's not the first time the evidence has been planted. And until that's properly vetted by not only their government but our government, then I don't trust anything that's happening in Russia. First of all, Russia has a history of doing such things. That's number one. Number two, this idiot Putin, okay, and he's an idiot, okay? I mean, he is an idiot. This guy was ex-KGB, okay? This guy, no, he ran the KGB. He knows how to manipulate. You think I'm kidding? He manipulated the hell out of Donald Trump like it wasn't nothing. okay? The truth of the matter is this. We need to stop kowtowing to governments who use our people as pawns in a war situation. And being a veteran, I'm really pissed off because it doesn't make sense.
Okay. I mean, I think if that's true, then okay. But if she got caught with drugs, she should be here.
Well, you know, all I can say
is it's illegal.
And I get that. But so was Rush Limbaugh bringing drugs into this country on a private plane and was busted. It was illegal, but he didn't do no jail time.
Yeah, but that ain't
Donald
Rush,
Trump,
though.
With Donald, Trump, what Donald Trump did January the 6th, by any stretch of the imagination, was criminal. He ain't in jail.
Yeah, but that's here. I'm talking about, we're talking about Russia.
We're talking about, no. We're talking about what's wrong, what's wrong. You yourself said that she broke the law. So did Donald Trump.
So are we always going to blame everything on Donald Trump when somebody break the law at all? I mean, when are we going to let the Donald Trump thing go? Not defended Donald Trump, but what are we doing here?
First of all, that you know, Bernstein, that's an easy out for, okay, when are we going to let something go? All I know is this, for 200 years, the same thing has been happening to people of color, and we haven't let that go, and we shouldn't let it go.
It's two different arguments.
I'm sorry, what now?
It just seems like two different arguments.
It only becomes two different arguments because there's two different countries. But the situation is still the same. If you break the law, then you need to pay for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That I'm not going to argue. But my question is, first of all, how much can I believe out of the Russian government? Okay, absolutely nothing. Okay, how much can I believe in the media reporting the way they reported such? Nothing. Okay. The truth of the matter is we need to find out what really happened. And if in fact she broke the law, then so be it. I just question the fact of how conveniently this has come up during a war situation. And being a veteran, I always got to be suspicious. I'm sorry, but that's just me.
But she's been locked up for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the Russian situation started.
No. The Russian situation started really 2 months ago. It just got a lot of notice recently because Russia has been moving troops towards Ukraine for months. But the whole Ukrainian situation with Russia has been going on for a couple of years. And it really came to headline during the Trump administration because before that we didn't know. But this has been going on for a while. And see, in
okay.
Russia,
so,
just to let you know this.
So, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
We rush in to help Ukraine. Why we're not rushing in to help some of these African countries that's in the same situation?
Brother, that's a question that I asked when we talked about the South African situation. You know, the United States has a penance for going on and once again rescuing those that are, should I say, fairer skinned than we are. Got a history of it. When it comes to us, they ain't got a history of doing crap, okay? And that's always been a question of mine. You know, one of the things that happened, and this is no kidding, my deceased wife was a trustee of Ball State University, and they had Henry Kissinger as a speaker at one of the dinners that I went to, private dinners. And everybody asked all these questions of Henry Kissinger. I asked one question. I said, why is the United States so involved in global affairs when it comes to people of color, such as the apartheid in South Africa? We don't seem to get involved. And here was his answer. Young man, that's a very astute question. That was his answer. No answer at all. So that's a question, man, that has always plagued me. And I'm sure just listening to you and the intelligent conversation we have, it has plagued you. I don't have an answer for it. All I know is it's happening. And we have to do something about it to stop it. And the only way that we can stop it is, I'm not a, how to put this? I mean, I don't think, like a lot of people think, that Martin Luther King was the greatest. I think that he did fantastic work without a shadow of a doubt. But one of the things that Martin Luther King used, and people talk about the peaceful movement was that peaceful movement, as Gandhi did, was force, okay? Joint force, okay? You can't kill everybody, okay? Some of us are going to die, but you can't kill everybody in a war. And we need to start doing that again. We need to start coming out in numbers and supporting those causes that are important to us and defending us. You know, one of the things that I said to Bernstein last week was this. It's interesting that we celebrate Black History Month. Every other culture, whether it's Japanese American, Chinese American, doesn't make any difference. They celebrate their culture each and every day. Why don't we do the same thing? Because celebration turns into accommodation, and it turns into respect and pride within your culture, and that's something we need to do every day.
We do it every day. It's called Yizor, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R.
That's new. But, brother, you know what? I really appreciate your call, and are you in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Listen, we got to have you in on my show, man, and let's just sit and wrap and have a conversation because the questions that you were asking and the statements you were making, man, are to me are pretty profound. And it's not typical whatsoever of the mentality of the majority of Black people here in Indianapolis. So we got to get you to come in here in the studio, man. Let's just sit and talk. Have a chat about your views and things that you think and things that affect our culture. Would you do that?
That's Big Simba from the Culture King. Sir.
Ah!
You're talking to Big Simba from Culture Kings, your co-worker.
What's up, man? What's up, man? You, hey, we got to have you in here, though, man, on the real. You know, let's just sit and talk. One of the things that I'm sure you agree that we have a problem with is we tend to talk at each other and not with each other. And I like to sit there, man, and share some time with you, man, and let's just sit and talk and see what we can come up with. Because you know what? Like I told Bernstein this morning, man, that's how we solve problems, okay? We don't solve problems with guns. We don't solve problems with knives. We solve them by talking these issues out. And I really like to have you on the show, man, so we can do
that. All right, man. We'll arrange that. I just want to call in and tell you to keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the work that you guys are doing as well.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, peace out. Wow, that was an interesting conversation. It really was, and I really appreciate the dialogue from a very intelligent brother, and obviously a brother that's not just sitting there thinking about who he can take to bed tomorrow. He's thinking about things that affect our total community, and that's important. We got to talk. We got to talk. We got to have a dialogue. So with that being said, back to sports.
Back to sports, but it's also time to announce our new segment. It's 11:30.
We have a new segment that's coming up. It's called Call Yizor Radio Biz Shout Out Line. What's that about is any business that you want to promote yourself, give us a shout out between 11:30 and 12 o'clock. You get 30 seconds to pitch your shit, talk about your business, okay? And nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. So you need to. It's a free commercial. At the same time, it's helping us promote your business, and it's helping us to help you, and you helping us.
Give them the number.
Check that out. The phone number is, write it down. I'll read it slowly. 515-605-9800. That's from 11:30 to 12 noon, Monday through Thursday, right here on your station on Yizor. That's called YizorRadio.com Buzz Shout Out Line. You have 30 seconds. To talk about your shit, you know, if you're into hair care products, if you're into makeup, if you're into fashions, if you're into hats, whatever it is you're out there trying to get promoted, call us, okay? And what we're going to announce is a lot during the next couple of weeks, but you call in and do that because it's a free shout out. And you can say a lot in 30 seconds, you know, I mean a lot in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So don't forget that password around your friends and neighbors and family members and your girlfriends and boyfriends or whatever. That's YizorRadio.com. Promote your business for free. That magic word, free. Everybody like free, okay? Especially in our country, everybody want free.
Facts. What's the hookup? Give me the hookup. Yeah. Mostly, we're giving back, man. The whole purpose here at Yizor, we want moving us forward. And you know what? And we're giving you guys the opportunities for the culture. Let's move forward. So you ready to get into sports?
Let's get into sports.
You want to hear your clip first?
Yes.
All right. Here's your clip. It's funny that you talked about this tonight when you earlier today, I think you said something about, I don't know, you said anything about transgender or whatever, but the clip is, you know, with the sports,
right?
The state of Indiana passed a law to denounce the transgender sports law. So here's the clip.
The Indiana Senate passed a bill that bans transgender girls from participating in school sports. WRTV's Cornelius Hocker has been tracking House Bill 1041, and he joins us tonight live in the studio.
Nicole Lamarck, the author of the bill, has said she only knows of one instance involving a transgender girl playing on a girls' sports team out of the thousands of K-12 students here in Indiana. Critics of the bill say it addresses a problem that doesn't exist, and they've made their voices heard throughout this legislative session.
Tuesday afternoon's vote in the state Senate to send House Bill 1041 to Governor Holcomb's desk comes after more than a month of back and forth over the controversial bill. Each time 1041 came up for a hearing, the state house was packed with Hoosiers waiting to speak out about the measure. We spoke to the father of a transgender girl at one of those hearings.
It crushes me a little bit to just see how people don't understand the impact this will have on trans kids and take so much away from them in relation to them just getting to be normal kids.
Bill's author, Representative Michelle Davis, maintains the bill is about protecting fairness in girls' sports.
I want to make sure that all the opportunities are provided for our young females and that we protect the fair competition for them.
In the end, seven Republican senators crossed the aisle and joined 11 Democrats to vote no on the bill. The final vote, 32-18. While at the State House, I had the chance to talk to civil rights attorney Grant Helm.
That's a little shocking, but it's not surprising because this is Indiana. And to be honest with you, Bernstein, I'm not sure how I feel about it. What I do know from a physical standpoint of view, that obviously in a lot of sports, in most sports, obviously the transgender have a head up because those that were male and became female, going to like swimming and track, things that look at the figures. I mean, it has a lot to do with the physicality. And I don't care that much a person wants to do that. I am totally against it, okay, to the whole transgender thing. But, you know, I'm ultra concerned about those matters as a whole. But from a pure physical standpoint of view, it's unfair. I mean, no matter how you look at it, what do you think?
Yes, I agree. It's totally unfair. So my whole thing is, why can't they just have a third? Just like you got male sports, female sports, why can't you just have transgender sports?
Well, they got bathrooms like that.
That's my point.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And see, on top of that, I mean, this is just me. I would have a problem, even though I've been in some, you know, weird situations. Mind you, my wife was a ballet dancer, as you know. And, you know, I've been into the locker room when, you know, they had to change clothes. They do it quite rapidly, and they strip down buck naked and change
exactly.
Their costume.
Exactly. So what happens in that? Does the trans change clothes in the same locker room with the girls?
Well, and see, that in itself, and there's no doubt in my mind that, and this is the strange thing about it, no doubt in my mind some of those dancers were gay. No doubt. There's no doubt.
But we're not talking about gay. We're talking about gender.
Exactly. And that's where the problem lies, because I'm going to have a really bad problem being in a locker room, female, who was a female, now decides to be a male. I'd have
right.
a real problem
and
with
And she's
that.
Walking around with a vagina in the bath, in the, you know what I'm saying, in the
well,
showers.
Well, but the transgender thing,
yeah.
they're not walking around with a vagina.
Right. Some of them don't even have the whole operation yet. So some of them, like some of the males, they get breast implants but still have a penis. And some of the females still
right.
have all this, or
right.
vice versa.
Right, but
yeah.
But my problem would be, the problem is it's wrong. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, I don't care what anybody thinks, it's wrong, period. I mean, we're creating a culture of, I don't want to say this without being offensive. Hell, I don't care about being offensive. We're creating a culture that was not meant to be by God. Period.
Point blank. You can't be offended by what God makes,
that's
so you can't offend nobody.
That's a fact. But people are so caught up into what they want to do versus what God has planned for us to do, and that is caused the problem.
Right, and then they try to make it seem like that you're being a phobia of those type of people. It's just nature. Like, I'm going to give you an example. I had a conversation with my daughter about, believe it or not, they got the kids talking about this stuff now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and but right, which is sad. But they teach the kids, and my daughter was under the impression, good versus bad. Mm-hmm. So I had to explain to her, no, that's how they get us with the brainwashing and the political correctness, because they make it seem like if you're not with it, that's bad. I told, so I had to tell my daughter, like, no, the difference is this: what's natural and what's not.
That's a fact.
So in other words, I told her about grass. When grass grows, it's green. It naturally comes green. But you can buy blue grass. You can buy red grass. But it's not naturally those colors. So I explained to her, so it's natural. If you're born naturally a female, you're born naturally a male. But when you switch over to transgender like that, that's not natural. That's why I explained to her. But they teach in the world good and bad. It's not about good or bad. It's about what's natural.
And you know, I don't mind being upfront and honest. My daughter, who's just drop dead gorgeous, which you've seen a picture of,
yes,
chose to be gay. And me, my attitude to that is, that's okay, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But the problem is when you try to convince me that there's a gay gene, I was born gay.
I understand that too, but that's where we don't want to mix the two between the gay and the gender. So in other words, you said your daughter's gay, but it's your daughter trying to transition over to become a man, though.
Oh no, no,
that's the whole thing is the transgender side of it.
And you're right. And you're right. I'm very wrong at mixing the two, because they are really two dynamically.
They're two different things,
Dynamically different things. But the bottom line is this: it's wrong by any stretch of the imagination. I don't care what anybody says. And you know what somebody had a nerve?
It's not natural.
Wait, you hear something that somebody said to me that really cracked me up?
What's that?
I said, well, hey, man, what do you think about Muhammad Ali's daughter in the ring fighting and her husband, you know, is her manager? What the hell is that guy doing anything? I didn't understand that statement. I said, wait a minute. We were talking about Bruce Jenner, as a matter of fact. I said, we're talking about Bruce Jenner.
What does Muhammad Ali daughter and her husband got to do with something?
Well, he was talking about her being a boxer and how unnatural it was.
Fighting other women, though. I mean, she's not fighting Mike Tyson, who decided he wants to become Michelle Tyson. She's fighting other females.
That's so true. But I'm telling you, people love confusing things. But I do applaud the Indian legislature for what they did. I really do. It took a lot of courage because of the craziness that's going out here. So I applaud them for what they did. I really do. And that's unusual, because I don't get a chance to applaud them for much. But wait a minute, check this out. A little off the subject. You have to help me with his name, because I met him years ago. He's a journalist, Abdu.
Ahmad Rashad?
No, he's here in Indianapolis. Conservative talk show host, but his name is...
I know he's actually suing somebody right now. Abdullah or something like that.
Abdul Shabazz. I can't think of his whole name. But let me tell you something, man. I met that brother. Okay.
All right.
Several years ago. And we've had several conversations. In fact, I was on a show when I was running for mayor. I don't care whether you agree with trans policy or not, with a conservative who from a listening point, and his religion has nothing to do with it. But let me say something that's really strange. I mean, once again, this culture of discrimination against color. This man, for years, and I'm talking about, I've been knowing him for over 20 years, way over 20 years. This man has been reporting stuff about the culture in Indiana, the legislator. He covered everything, bar none. Now, all of a sudden, they want to bar him out of press conferences because there is no because. I mean, I read it. Yeah, and it's only discrimination, once again, rearing his ugly head. And matter of fact, I'm going to see if I, because hopefully, I'm pretty sure he'll remember me because, like I said, I have been on the air with him several times, especially when he was at WIBC. Hopefully, we can get him on air because, first of all, he's a brilliant brother, you know, whether you agree or disagree with him. But I really want him to express his sure concern about what happened, because I don't understand it. I really didn't. When I read it, I had to read it 3 or 4 times. And wait a minute. We're not talking about him.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it, he's been going into those press rooms for years.
Years.
So just one time he just happened to go, I'm like, oh, you're not allowed. Your press pass is denied. Like,
exactly.
What? Like, yeah, crazy.
Exactly. So we're nearing the end of our show. Let me give a – oh, shoot. Wait a minute. I'm written. Nah, people have a time. Do me a favor. Talk about the security company right there.
Digital Guard. If you need security cameras for your home or your business, go to Digital Guard. Digital Guard is one of the only companies in the United States of our culture that owns their own line of security cameras. They don't resell nobody's cameras. They have their own line of security cameras. So if you know what you want for your home, go straight to PreventHomeCrimes.com. That's PreventHomeCrimes.com. Or if you need cameras for your business, go to PreventBusinessCrimes.com. That's PreventBusinessCrimes.com. But if you don't know what you want, but you know you need some dynamic high-definition cameras, go to DigitalGuardLive.com because they offer free consulting. They will walk you through what security cameras you need, and you don't necessarily have to buy your cameras from Digital Guard, but to get the free consulting. So go to DigitalGuardLive.com.
Can I use my cameras to take new photos and look
at? Sure, if you want to. They're your cameras.
I'm wrong for that. I really am. But anyway, let's get back to something new for you. Call YazzaRadio.com. If you're a business owner, whether you're independent or a company, call YazzaRadio.com. Buzz shout out line. The phone number is 515-605-9800. Monday through Thursday from 11:30 to 12 noon. We'll put you on air for 30 seconds to shout out about your business. Tell everybody about shit, okay? That we got to do, okay?
And that's what we got to do, baby.
Hey, that's how giving back gives up, okay? That's about a hand up, not a hand out. And I'm really proud that Yaz is doing that because nobody else does that. I mean, it's all about money. Right now, we want to put some money in your pocket, not you put money in ours. But we want you to help us out too, though, okay? So don't forget, that's Monday through Thursday from 11:30 to 12 noon. That's the Buzz shout out line. You have 30 seconds to talk and pitch your shit. So come on, talk about your business. Let's find out what you're doing. And it helps us too, because I like to know, like, you know somebody details cars? I want them to call.
Exactly.
So I need my car detail.
You need a chiropractor? We want you to call.
He's a chiropractor.
My back hurt.
That's because you were probably doing some things you shouldn't have been doing. We're going to leave that
alone. You
know,
it's big girl season, right? It's wintertime.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry about that, ladies.
Wow.
I don't discriminate.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Let me let you know about our reading lineup. Controversy, Monday and Wednesday, 12 to – it's one of those days. Let's start off again. Controversy, your host, Stephen B. That's Monday 10 to 12 and Wednesday 10 to 12. We talk about a whole host of things that affect our community. So come and check us out. Don't be scared when you call. And the next time you call, say I ain't scared, because if you don't, I'm going to hang up on you.
I ain't scared.
You ain't scared. Okay. So also we got, now see, things have changed. Talk to Tana this Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by Tana B, my girl. And let's see, where's the other change? Okay. This has changed, right?
But that's the TV lineup. That's the thing.
Okay, TV lineup also. We got new episodes on Sunday of Culture King. That's on the SIB TV channel. On Wednesday, we got Pip and Snap. You got to check that out. On the One God TV channel. Saturday, we got Yazzer Radio Raw on the Yazzer Radio Raw channel. And Culture Kings, where's it at?
Culture Kings is on, it's right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
of course. No, it's not. Where is Culture Kings?
Oh, no. We
changed. This is out of order. No, we didn't change. It's right there on the table, right? What's that over there? Oh, wow, I was missing.
Anyway,
Culture Kings is on Sundays.
What time?
8 o'clock p.m.
That's our flagship show, by the way. These two brothers, man, talking about things that affect our community, and they raw. They hold nothing back. You need to listen to the show because it's an education in our culture as well as our community, and we're still looking for it.
Oh, and we added a new channel to Yizer coming May 1st.
Oh, really? What is that?
It's a animated cartoon channel.
Really?
For animators of animated cartoons and movies about our culture. The name of the channel is called Saturtoons.
Really?
Yes.
I'm telling you, hey, listen, we talking about Total Network up in here. We do it all. We do radio. We do TV. We've got On Demand. We have our own independent screening station. So if you guys got some movies or some short clips, hey, send them to us so we can put those on the air because we're trying to promote everything about our culture. And hopefully next week, I'm going to try to get over my son, the international finance person, so he can talk to us about finance, because finance and no romance and no nothing, okay?
Right. Like they say, I'm broke, you broke, we broke up.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is too hilarious. And now to my short segment on catfishing. Guys, girls, watch what you're doing on Facebook. Do not send money to anybody you don't know. Do not send it on a gift card because you can't track them, okay? And this is what's being used. You men and women in the military especially, be very careful because I'm telling you, I know for a fact that people are using your profiles and playing, you know, that they're a veteran in need when you and I both know better that when it comes to the military, you don't need nothing, okay? They'll take care of you. And I'm sincere about this because we're talking about a $500 billion a year business right now. It is the biggest scam in the world, and it's happening every day. You know, one of the things I've been blessed with is a resource to be able to weed some of these people out. And I keep promising you, and I really apologize, that I'm going to start mentioning names. But I got to make sure all the legal things are in the bucket because I don't want it affecting our station anyway when people accuse us of liable. But trust me, you know, I'm going to start mentioning names, okay? I mean, because anytime somebody falls in love with you on the media, you know, within 60 days, trust me. I love you, you know, and I'm staying with my grandmother and grandfather from Kenya, Africa, and all this bullshit. I'm telling you something. You better check it out, okay? Everybody's not like that. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of them out there, a lot of them out there. As I did say today that I dedicated my show as it is to Jane Hanson Varnett family. You're going to hear more about her, and when I get permission, she'll allow me to show her a picture, I will. But very beautiful, beautiful lady, super intelligent, 31 years old, sharper than hell. She'll blow a lot of y'all's minds, especially you guys, because her conversation is so elegant, yet very, very pointed. So I want to dedicate this to her. And let's see, what else? How many seconds we got?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. Listen, check this out. One of the things I want you to do is make sure you follow your successful destiny because God has laid it out for you. All you need to do is believe. Because once you believe you can achieve anything, you can achieve greatness, which is your magical mystery tour called life. Once again, about to sign off. See you Wednesday. This is Stephen B. for the show Controversy, something for you and me. Talk at you.